The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
What to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Pretty sportsy. But, you know, we'll mix it up a little bit. Although I kind of want to follow up on this whole national championship winning coach things. Do you know how many active coaches besides Nick Saban have won national titles in college football? And then keep in mind, Mac Brown and Les Miles now have jobs again.
Okay, so those two. Urban Meyer's not active anymore.
Nope.
So we don't count him. Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo.
Dabo Swinney.
Yep. You can stop right there.
That's it?
That's
four.
It.
Four?
That's it.
So, and two of them just got jobs again.
Yeah. Yeah. And you lost Urban. But when Bob Stoops retired last year, that's what you were down to. And just in case you're curious, and this is especially in this modern era, how hard it is to win it. The guys who've won the most, they're all dead. I mean, like, okay, so Bear Bryant and Nick Saban was six. Something called Bernie Bierman had five.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the 40s and 30s. Woody Hayes had five.
I think you said
five.
That wrong. Bierman.
Bierman?
Yeah.
Beer me, man. But, yeah, he coached at Minnesota in the 30s and 40s. Woody Hayes had five. The last in 1970. Howard Jones, one with Yale and four with USC in the 30s. Frank Leahy, Notre Dame, he had four in the 40s. John McKay had four at USC in the 70s and 60s. Walter Camp, who I only know because he has a trophy, won three at Yale in the 1800s. Oof. Urban Meyer is the first name on the list besides Saban where you say, okay, he won three. Two with Florida, one with Ohio State. Tom Osborne, three in the 90s with Nebraska. We kind of still count that, right?
Yeah.
That's getting into the era that we can. Newt Rockne with three in the 20s. Darryl Royal had three in 63, 69, and 70.
Yeah.
So, again, pretty big deal. Barry Switzer had three in the 70s and 80s. Pop Warner. In the 16, 18, and 26. Bud Wilkinson in the 50s. He had three. That's it. That's your guys with three.
That's crazy.
So there's only two coaches on that list. We'll throw Osborne in there. Three coaches on that list that coached in the modern era that had three championships, at least three championships. That's just, that ought to tell you, maybe, maybe it's not as easy as you think.
I think maybe people are spoiled.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that you have so few active coaches now and you just had to get two of them back in the game. Hey, Tyler, remember yesterday when we were like bold-facing those names and we could actually read them?
Yeah, I don't think that sticks.
Oh.
Like, you can do it once, and then if somebody closes it out, or like our phones, if they shut off or get reset, then everything gets reset.
I see.
I will, but yeah, I'll try it again.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you can tell me what the name is on there.
Okay. It looks like South. What'd you say?
Southwest J.
Southwest J.
All right.
All we've got is South W.
Yeah.
But that's all right. What's up, Jay?
Nothing much, AJ. You get the chance to check out the Regurgitator last night on AGT.
I did see the Regurgitator last night, and
that's pretty-
I got to tell you, there's no way. Well, first of all, I didn't get to see all the acts because the shooting, the cop shooting thing, it covered up like the coverage of that covered up like the first 30, 40 minutes of the show. But I didn't miss the Regurgitator, which is all I cared about, let's be honest. And there's a guy named Tapeface that my youngest son wanted to see. This is the only episode I cared to see of America's Got Talent because I only care about the Regurgitator. I don't like, what's his name? The Simon Cowell. I don't like him. I liked it better when Howard Stern was a judge. And Simon Cowell buzzed the Regurgitator. He gave him a buzzer.
He buzzed that comedian last week or 2 weeks ago.
He buzzed the Regurgitator as he was swallowing a razor blade.
Oh.
Yeah, like you couldn't have better timing than that. So, Fred, listen to this trick. I know you're not going to watch the show, but you tell me this isn't amazing. Guy took a cherry tomato, swallowed it whole. He took a razor blade, swallowed it. He moved his stomach around a little bit, hacked up the razor blade, and then hacked up the cherry tomato cut perfectly in half.
You realize this guy is just a magician with a really cool act, with a different act. That's what this is, right?
Cool.
You know?
It's the best act. He swallowed. Yeah,
he's not using his stomach to actually chop it up.
What do you think's happening?
He's a magician.
Okay. What?
I don't know magician tricks. Okay. But yeah, he's a magician. He's just doing...
I think he's real. I think he's the real deal.
No, because like what Copperfield makes lions float in the air and stuff. That's all it is. It's just a different act, and it sounds like it's, you know, something that you really think is cool, but it's still just magic.
I feel like you just had to say it like that. You think it's cool. Like, so you're saying it's not cool.
I'm not into...
By saying it like that.
I'm not really into magicians.
I don't think it's magic. Tyler, what do you think? Is he a magic act, or is he something different?
I feel like he probably has something messed up with his body that he learned to exploit, and it seems like magic, but
you think he's doing it with his body?
I think there's like a defect that he was probably
I think so with. Too. I mean, I think there's only so much magic you can do when like the camera's on your mouth the whole time.
Like you can't chop a woman in half in front of everybody or make stuff disappear in thin air. That's what they do. That's what magicians do.
They have like a cape or a cloth or something like that that they're throwing it up.
Not always. I've seen those guys where they just wave their hand and everything disappears. They use mirrors and all kinds of stuff.
Seems pretty real to me.
Well, that's what good magicians do. Didn't you watch that movie, The Illusionist, with Ed Norton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Now, I will watch it and give you an honest opinion on whether or not. But it sounds like a magician. Just with a magician with a very specific act. I think that's cool.
The other thing he did was he swallowed a nut and a bolt. And he asked the judges, do they want the... He was going to screw the nut on. And he asked them if they wanted it on the end, the middle, or all the way on. And they said the middle, and he hacked it out, and it was right in the middle of the screw.
Yeah, 713 says magician may not be the right word. Illusionist might be better. Yeah, that's what it sounds like he is.
I think he's just got special powers.
Stop. He's not Merlin, so
All right.
I'm just saying, that doesn't mean it's not impressive. It's just, were you one of those kids when you went to the magic show, you really thought that they were making the lady disappear?
No, I'm telling you, I know magic, and like, I understand that magic isn't real. I just don't think this is magic. I think this is something else.
You think it's real?
I think it's real.
Oh, God.
Tyler thinks it's real, too. Like, do you think that we're just dummies, or?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Is it possible that maybe you're wrong?
It's possible that maybe I'm wrong, but based on everything you've told me, sounds like a magic act to me.
I want you to watch.
I will. I'll go back and watch YouTube, but it does. It sounds like an illusionist act, which is cool. I think it's cool when they make lions disappear, too. It's just, this is his act.
I feel like you're making fun of this now.
I'm not making fun of it. I think you're belittling his magician skills, frankly.
All right.
So. All right. Guys, I have to tell you about Innovative Lasers, and here to help me do it is Laura Alexis, who's the CEO of Innovative Lasers. And Laura, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
Fantastic. And I'm a lot better than I was a few months ago when I started the Zerona laser treatment. And tell people how they can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks.
Well, you know, we're so glad that you came in. We actually do have a guarantee. It's 3 to 11 inches every 2 weeks. And we do this by a non-invasive procedure called the Zerona laser. The Zerona laser is the actual laser that we use. And it does this by emulsifying the fat cells, stimulating that collagen so the skin actually retracts. Now, what did I just say? What I'm trying to say is that it's a laser that offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So, in fact, you know, patients come in, they don't feel anything at all. And I think you can also tell the listeners, you know, that it's literally pain-free. I mean, did you feel anything?
Not at all. In fact, most of the time I would go to the gym afterwards and work out because it was easy. I'd sit there and listen to music and let the laser do its work.
Yeah, it's that simple. And you know, it sounds too good to be true, you know, but back in the day, you know, we would think that we would never be able to go to the moon. But, you know, we've evolved and hey, you know, everybody goes to the moon now. You know, just like there's a machine that you get underneath the laser and it makes you skinny. So that's basically what we do in a nutshell.
The one thing that's really impressive is I was really struggling with my gut, and everything else I was doing well with, but we were able to target that, and you guys are able to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever target areas, you know, the patient has, we will make sure that we meticulously angle the laser in those target areas. Now, the laser itself does cause a slimming effect, so it is not limited to just that area. So just because we target, you know, your abdomen, for example, you'll experience inch loss throughout your entire body, including your arms, you know, even your face. You look great. You know, you no longer have that small little double chin that you had back in the day.
That definitely is gone. And you got a great offer right now just for the listeners. If they're going to call you right now, tell them what you're going to give them.
Yeah, so typically our transformation package is $2,400. However, if you mention ESPN right now, we'll give you half off. So it's actually over half off, $1,000. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, we will go ahead and give you 3 additional sessions for free. So the number to call is 281-888-3094. That's the number, and we do have our operator standing by to give you this fantastic special going on right now. And, it's a really good special that we're offering.
And the consultation's free, right, if they just want to go in and find out about it?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do. You know, it's not a cookie-cutter procedure. You know, what's going to work for you is not going to work for your brother, for example. So it is a free consultation, no obligation whatsoever. Just call the number. We'll schedule that free consultation, and we'll get you all set up.
All right, 281-888-3094. You can also check them out at InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. It's time to change your life. Laura, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And, of course, that's all anybody wants to talk about is regurgitator. It's just great.
Yeah.
832 says a running theory is he does it in his mouth and he doesn't really swallow.
That, dude, I mean,
he is missing a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
So he's got like little pockets that he could hide the stuff in, I think.
I mean, maybe
well, that would
so,
make sense.
But he did it. Remember, he sucked down a pool ball, like a billiard ball. Like there's some things you can't hide in your mouth. I mean, honestly, when you think about that, the guy swallowed a billiard ball and then popped it back up. I don't care who you are. That's amazing if you're not choking on that.
Magician.
And the sugar, too.
The sugar thing is,
I can't
explain it.
Yeah. That's because it's magic. Ryan, let's do what Ryan has to say. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, sports.
Sports.
Quite a long time ago, I saw him, the entertainer, on Ripley's Believe It or Not. And I believe part of his act, if I remember correctly, is that he'll swallow. He does actually ingest all of these things, but he'll already have that nut and bolt threaded onto each other, and he'll be able to cough that specific one up. Now, that doesn't take anything away from his act, but, you know, being able to thread a nut onto a bolt with your insides, that's kind of ridiculous. Now,
okay.
How he did that razor blade, he must have cheeked it or something, but I don't know. But the guy's got like an extra portion of his stomach like a cow, if I remember that episode correctly. But
now,
it was something to see. Enjoy your afternoon.
My retort to that about him having it already inside his stomach is when he did the and Tyler, you've seen this, when he did the act with the lock and Heidi Klum's wedding ring. Like, I promise you the regurgitator didn't have a spare Heidi Klum's wedding ring hidden away in his stomach on a padlock. Like, that was...
And I don't think he's going to be... Yeah, he's not going to be able to find a replica like that and have it ready.
No.
And then they're not in cahoots.
No.
To have him...
How do you know that?
Well, that, Simon Cowell buzzed him.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Dre says you realize the guy has Quato in his stomach from Total Recall.
He might. Now, that's possible. And that, I mean, that's its own level of magic.
All right, try Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Man, you should just watch the Carbonero effect. I mean, that's crazy magic. But, yeah, it's magic. It's all magic. There's a 0.2 chance that it's right.
All right.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
how about the fact that he's so convincing? I think that means he's pretty damn good at his job, AJ.
There's people saying that he had a cleft palate and never had surgery, so he's got a hole in the roof of his mouth. I don't know if I believe that either. I mean, I've seen multiple people tweet that. So maybe so. I don't know. It's amazing to me. Oh, you Mike?
I don't know. Really?
Don't ruin
this.
I was
really impressed with the regurgitator. I thought it would probably up his act, though, if he would swallow like the cherry tomato and the razor blade and then have a bowel movement and produce a full-size tomato cut out like a jack-o'-lantern with a little bitty candle burning in and the razor blade. I thought that'd be pretty cool.
That's not the act, OU Mike. It's not the act.
He lost me there. No, I'll go watch some YouTube stuff, but I'm, you know.
You're just not, you're.
I've seen a lot of magicians in my day. Let's just say
all right.
That.
You're a doubter.
That's not a doubter. I'm just saying that he's not really doing this stuff in his stomach. It's illusion. Somebody asked, have you given away the horse track tickets this hour? No, I haven't. How about this? 5:26. Okay, don't call before that. 5:26. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, the 2nd. And it will be from 7 until 9. I know we were saying 6 until 8 yesterday. I'll be there 7 to 9 because the races start at 7:15. So there's no point in getting there at 6 o'clock. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $299. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Don't call unless you want to come out to the track because these are... not easy tickets to get. We'll do caller 10, and we'll do that in 5:26. So there you have it. Of course, people start calling right away.
Yep. Think your guy Lawyer Dave's on.
Yeah, well, but he's still got a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Or at least, yeah, he's still got 2 minutes before he's supposed to be on.
Then he'll wait. He'll wait like the rest of us.
I finally watched True Detective I thought it was this one dragged a little bit to me, to be honest.
See, it didn't to me. Yeah. I thought three ended up, like, in hindsight, three was slower than four for me.
I think I preferred three to this one. I just thought it had a nice ending, but there was a lot of... I didn't really feel the story moving forward as much in this one as I had the other three.
By the way, I don't know how it works in your house, but, like, when me and my wife are having a big fight, it never ends in her throwing her panties off and saying, let's have sex right now.
Yeah, that's never happened to me ever.
Well, I think at that point, they're divorced, right?
No.
No.
They were still married.
They were still married, just always fighting.
Always fighting. Which, I mean, Fred, is that when it's basically the end times of a marriage, when you're fighting all the time?
No, and if you're just ignoring each other all the time because you don't even have the energy or the emotion to fight about it, that's really the end time.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I can't remember the last time I had a fight with my wife.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, when you get to where you just don't care, that's when it's bad. That's when you're probably done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's been a long time since I got divorced the last time.
I know. Jeez. You're on a good run here, man.
Yeah. I kind of need to screw it up, I think.
No.
Oh, well. But bad things can happen. Like, I could be in an accident on the way home, and then I'd have to call Lawyer Dave and say, Lawyer Dave, what do I do? Because, you know, I need to go to the doctor. I'm in an accident. I'm all beat up. What the hell do I do, Dave?
You call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900, and we'll set you up with a doctor that you don't have to pay upfront money for, no matter what kind of work it is. If you just need physical therapy, chiro treatment, all the way up to a back surgery, we'll hook you up for that, Blitzers. If you get hurt, give me a holler.
Yeah, and you take care of everybody, all the way from Houston to Beaumont, anywhere in Texas, right?
You bet. I'm Houston-based, but I got cases all the way out in the Golden Triangle and all the way other side of the state to El Paso, that's for sure.
And you don't charge for any of your consultations. You don't get paid unless they win, right?
Consultations are always free, and we do this venture together. We win together, we lose together. And if we lose and I put money in your case, you don't still owe me a penny. That's the way it works.
Well, give them the number and tell them how they can get in touch with you. And especially since I'm probably going to be in an accident on the way home, you'll probably hear from me later.
It's 713-626-8900 or lawyerdave.com or lawyerdavelaw is my Twitter handle. And Fred, before I go, I've got to say that book you wrote, Aces for Races, everybody should buy, because I showed up at the track on Sunday. I bet one bet. I five times my money. That was awesome.
Your timing was good. He happened to show up for the one race I like best and asked me what to do with his money. I said, put it on the 12 to win, and the 12 won. So, and you guys.
Outstanding stuff. Outstanding stuff.
And
yeah, get a hold of me, Blitzers. 713-626-8900. I'll answer any question you have, but if I'm not the type to help you, I'll point you in the right direction.
And you know what? You might run into him at the racetrack with me. So if you got a question out there, he'll be happy to answer it. That's my man, Lawyer Dave.
I'll be there Saturday night.
All right.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you saw the story, but apparently the Eagles are not likely to tag and trade Nick Foles. Are going to just let him walk and go wherever
he
wants.
I think that's the smart move.
It's the right thing to do for what the guy's done for you,
yep,
in my opinion. Also, just a couple other quarterback items. Redskins not expecting Alex Smith to play at all next year.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I think they're planning as if he's going to be out for the entire
year.
Which
means they're probably drafting a quarterback.
Or signing somebody or trading for somebody.
I mean, let's face it. How many years do you think you've got of Alex Smith anyway, you know, after coming back from this? Do you think he's going to – you think you got five more years of Alex Smith? No, I can't imagine
that. Maybe have 2 years.
And if he comes back at 100%, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah, because and also with that injury, that's going to take away some of his mobility, which is a big part of his game. I mean, at this point, I think I'd be moving on.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I think he might have a couple years left backing somebody up on a team, but it's hard for me to see him coming back from that and being a starter again.
Hey, did you see that Lance Zierlein's mock draft got released?
I did. I also saw, you know what, I want to say this because we get a lot of hatred for stuff. I think Lance's mock draft gets more hatred than we do combined. Either that or he just retweets them all.
No, I think he does.
Okay, because I don't retweet any of the guys who drop hatred on me. But, yeah, let's go over it.
He has the first pick overall, Josh Allen, from Kentucky to the Arizona Cardinals. That's no surprise. He's trended up, up, up.
Yeah.
He's just got such crazy size and speed. He's a nice player. Rashawn Gary, number two to the Niners. Which, you know, I'm surprised maybe that Nick Bosa doesn't fall here.
Yeah, I think that was one of the criticisms he got was having Bosa third, but you know, I could see both those guys.
Nick Bosa third to the Jets. Kyler Murray fourth to the Raiders. I don't get that. I think it's crazy, but you know what? Good luck. How about that?
Yeah, that would be a Raider thing to do. And he makes it clear. Let me just, before you start ripping on him, he says that's not what he would do with the
pick. I'm not ripping on Lance. No, not at you. All.
I'm talking about the people out there who will start ripping on him for that. Says that's not what he would do. But that's where he thinks that's he's going to go. That's what a mock draft is. He's projecting.
I'll give you some of the other highlights. I don't want to go through every pick, but Quinnen Williams, number five to the Bucks. That's a nice player. Daniel Jones, so a quarterback for the Giants at number six.
You like him, don't you?
No, but I like him better than the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Okay, I think six is too high.
But I do too. Yeah, I don't like any quarterback in this draft enough to use a first round pick on him. How about that?
Okay.
Including Daniel Jones. But if you put a gun to my head and said one of these guys has to go in the first round, that's the guy I'd take.
Okay.
Number seven, Dwayne Haskins to the Jags.
All right. That guy looks like a third round pick to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're crazy. Number 10, Drew Lock to the Broncos. 13th, Greedy Williams to the Dolphins. That's a nice player. That's pretty good value, 13.
Yeah.
I've said all along, I like Devin White better than him. They've got him 17 to Cleveland. If Cleveland does that, they're continuing to just pile up legit talent. This might be scary. If you're a Texans fan, Hollywood Brown, 19 to the Titans. That's the kind of player that, as currently constructed, would have a field day against the Texans. Just a pure speed wide receiver. It'd be like miniature T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, I thought that when I saw that.
That would be bad news for the Texans. Speaking of the Texans, Greg Little, offensive tackle, 23.
Yeah, Lance mentioned that when he was on with us yesterday, that's where he had them taking. I think it addresses a big need, but it's only one step in addressing that need. I would take him over the cornerbacks available because I want a left tackle that I can plug in there and play for 10 years or trade him away. I don't know. But if you wait till the second or third round again, you're just being dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to wait and get another Martinez Rankins? Is that your plan?
Lance has him as the third tackle off the board, offensive tackle off the board. So maybe.
And I've seen him up and down. I've seen him as the second tackle. I've seen him and the Alabama kid in the top 10 in some mock drafts. So if he were to slip there, I think that'd be pretty good value.
Colts at 26, Jerry Tillery, defensive tackle from Notre Dame. That wouldn't be a bad pick for them. Number 28, the Los Angeles Chargers, Ed Oliver.
Yeah, I think people thought he was trolling Houston a little bit with Oliver going 28th.
I just think his size is kind of...
His size, I think he goes higher than that, but I don't think he's going top 10.
I don't think so either. I understand in preseason it was almost a lock that he would, but yeah, I don't know that he will either. A couple guys, the two teams in the Super Bowl now, I like both the picks that they have slotted there. The Patriots, it has Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle out of Clemson, which that'd be a nice player to have for the Patriots. And then Byron Murphy from Washington, which, you know, that's going to quickly become an issue for the Rams because Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib were both on show me deals. They're not going to be able to afford to pay both of those guys. So they're going to need, if either of them, I don't know if they're going to keep either of them, but
yeah,
the cornerback's going to be a need for them. Byron Murphy's a good player though. So, and has been playing in, played this season in arguably the best secondary in the country at Washington. So, that's the mock draft. You can find his mock draft at NFL.com.
Who does he have? The Cowboys don't have a pick. So
Cowboys don't have a first rounder.
Yeah. So there you
Sorry, have. Vaquero.
What about Saint?
Saints don't have a first rounder either.
Okay. Well, that'll be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, I think the Texans have to draft the best tackle available there and left tackle, frankly. And they also need to be signing people in, you know, if, whether, I mean, the best available left tackle in free agency they need to overspend for. They have to fix this line. It's just embarrassing. And Cody's got a story coming that's pretty good that shows from how the line they had in 2014, how it's eroded to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good offensive line that they had back then. And now they really don't have anybody on there that you can say, oh, yeah, that guy's a plus player.
Let me ask you this. So he's got, you know, Greg Little at 23. Let's just say for some reason, Cody Ford, who is a guard, but probably arguably the best guard in the draft, if he's available, do you pass?
Probably. I mean, I think your guards are functional enough, and you can get good guards second, third round. And the whole line's a mess, but the big problem there is they have to have NFL-caliber tackles. Now, maybe they address it in free agency enough to where you don't have to do that, and you can take one of those cornerbacks there, which I wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah.
Because I think there's going to be some quality guys. But I don't know that there's going to be anyone available in free agency because teams just don't let those guys go.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the Patriots let their guy walk. And, you know, the concern there is nobody ever leaves the Patriots and does anything. But maybe that'd be okay.
The guy that that Lance has is listed as an offensive lineman, Jonah Williams from Alabama. I think he can play tackle in the league, but he says some see Williams as a tackle, some as a guard, some as a center. I see him as a rock-solid technician who gets guys blocked and can be a plus starter right away. That sounds like a guy that the Texans can use.
Yeah.
Because he's a versatile guy.
I don't think he's dropping that far, though.
I don't think so either.
I think he goes pretty high.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And the other guy I really like is Juwan Taylor, but Lance has him projected 11.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the guy from Washington State just because that, you know, with those spread offenses with the tackles, with the giant splits. I don't know how it works out in the NFL. You know, the Texans are just picking in a tough spot. They're good in spite, or they were good this season in spite of having nothing at that position because it's hard to find a franchise left tackle with the 23rd pick, you know? So they're going to have to make the most of it. And maybe this is a guy that they draft who plays left tackle this year and eventually moves to right tackle, you know, because maybe Greg Little's not, you know, Greg Little's obviously not going to be Dwayne Brown. At least I don't think so. I shouldn't say obviously. Maybe he will be. But if he's not, he needs to at least be able to play right tackle in the NFL.
281 says, Vinatieri left the Patriots. I said football players, not idiot kickers. Reality is, I mean, there have been a couple. Like Richard Seymour was still pretty good when he left. But for the most part, guys who leave that system are never as good anywhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, that includes our offensive linemen that have left. But if that's the best guy out there, I spend the money. I mean, you've got – that whole thing needs an overhaul. If you come back with anything resembling what you had this year, then you've failed as a front office.
Yeah.
I think you need two new tackles. And, you know, I can live with your interior, but I'd like one more guard in there, too, who's better than what you have. And I don't think that's impossible.
All right, guys. You know what's impossible? It's impossible not to have a good time when you've got a hoop from ProDunkHoops.com, hoop sporting equipment. ProDunkHoops.com, that's where you go to get the best basketball goal on the planet. And you're thinking, it's too cold outside. Yeah, it is too cold to play basketball outside right now. I get it. But it won't be next week. And your kid is going to be tired of being stuck in the house. So jump on it now. Make the move. Get the best basketball hoop you can get on the market. What you're saying, what can make it so much better than the one I could get at some big box store? How about thickest steel of any goal on the market, which means it's going to last 75% thicker than the best brands out there in the big box stores. The tempered glass backboard, so strong. Hoops guarantees if you break it or crack it for any reason, they'll replace it free. They've got a rust armor finish, 30 years maintenance free, so that's going to last. I mean, they'll fit your home, driveway, backyard, whatever you want. They've got you covered. They're adjustable up to from 5 feet to 10 feet. They've got a ton of accessories available. Get on it today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822, ProDunkHoops.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So if you haven't picked up your copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago yet, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. It's available in Kindle. It's available on Apple Books. Audiobook versions available at GalMediaPublishing.com. And we'll have the big release party February 9th. So if you're if you want to get it ahead of time, have it read, bring it. I'll sign it, and we can talk about it. Also, we'll have plenty for sale there. So check it out. The greatest novel ever written by a Houston radio host. I think that's safe to say. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I have a positive, uplifting story for today's gym.
All right.
And that is not sarcasm. I'm being completely honest. Are you familiar with the comedian, actor, Patton Oswalt? I think it's Oswalt, not Oswalt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's one of those guys. He's not a big Trump fan. So he posted something on Twitter about Donald Trump's border wall plans.
All right.
And a gentleman named Michael Beatty responded by saying, "I just realized why I was so happy you died in Blade Trinity." And he responded with, "I get told this at least twice a week by Trump supporters. It always makes me smile. I'm grateful and blessed." But then he started looking at the guy's profile that had said that. Saw that he was a Vietnam vet. He was struggling to pay his medical bills. And he had a link to his crowdfunding site. So Oswald tweeted it out. Said, "This dude just attacked me on Twitter." And I joked back, but then I looked at his timeline, and he's in a lot of trouble health-wise. "I'd be pissed off, too. He's been dealt some bleepy cards. Let's deal him some good ones." Since then, it's been flooded with donations and stands at more than $28,000.
Nice.
And the guy responded.
That is uplifting.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool that, you know, the guy went after him, and that was his response. That makes you a pretty good dude in my book. And then the guy responded, "I just want to thank everyone who came to my aid with generous outpourings, and thanks to @PattonOswalt, without whom I would not be the recipient of so much love and support." We can come together, people. We can. That's cool. I mean, that's just a cool thing he did. So I wanted to share that with the people today. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Just goes to show that sometimes if you just try to see where somebody else is coming from, you might learn something.
Yeah. I mean, it's always easier to see the other side of things when someone gives you $28,000.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about the comedian doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking cool. And saying, "Oh, you know what, man, this guy's had a rough time. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I should help him out." But yeah, you give me $28,000, I'm probably going to like you.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I think the fact that he did that was pretty cool. He's got an A in my cool book.
There you go.
For whatever that's worth. Of course,
it's priceless, Fred.
No, it is priceless. It's a beautiful thing, man. Don't ruin it.
Hey, you know what I've got on the other side of this this next break? Something for the 6 o'clock hour.
What do you have?
Oh, well, first, actually, in the 6 o'clock hour, we've got a guest at 6 o'clock.
Really?
Friend of the show. Quentin Demps.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
No.
Okay, Quentin Demps used to play safety for the Texans.
Did he?
We hosted a show with him, and he is now getting into the music business. And his publicist reached out to me and wanted to talk. She was hoping we were going to be at Radio Row to talk to Quentin. And I said, no, but Quentin's welcome on our show anytime. And she said, oh, I didn't realize you guys had a relationship. And she got back to us, and we decided to have Quentin on today and talk about what he's got going on in the music biz.
It was pretty funny. I got the same email, and I pretty much sent her the same response. Yeah. That he's welcome on here. And it's like, well, why don't you? And I was going to text him, and then you already did. So,
you know what else I have for the 6 o'clock hour? Caesars has released odds to win the 2020 college football championship on every single Division 1A team.
Wow. That seems like a waste of time.
Maybe. Unless you think Rice is going to pull it off this year.
No, think we're okay with that.
Would you bet $1 on Rice to win the national championship?
I would not.
Not even for a $10,000 return?
Not a chance in hell.
I'd lay a dollar down.
You'd lay a dollar?
Yeah. Barry owes me a dollar. So Barry can give me that dollar back, and I will win $10,000.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you probably won't win it.
Hey,
you'll probably be flushing it down the toilet, but...
I have one more uplifting story before we go to break here.
I mean, in one day?
This is really, really good news. Apparently, Israeli scientists say they think they have found a cure for cancer. And that in 1 year, it will be readily available, the first complete cure for cancer.
Okay.
I mean, they go into all these details about what it is, which it's over my head.
Yeah.
But... Would that not be a cool thing?
That would be cool. I'm against cancer. I've long been against it. I'm team no cancer. Yeah. So if that works, all right.
It seems like it's about time. I mean, with the breakthroughs they have now, I mean, there's so much that they've created really in the last 15 years that everything's different now in terms of, that's why people keep thinking we're going to live a lot longer. But man, if you could get rid of that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Israeli scientists.
All right.
I just bet they would get a Nobel Prize for that.
Probably so.
and probably deserve it. All right, guys, we're well in January now and probably getting those credit card bills from the holidays. Well, guess what? Can help you out with that. Just go to LightStream, because what they do is they're going to help you. They're going to give you a credit card consolidation loan. So you can pay those things off, you're going to lower your interest rate, and you're going to save a bunch of money. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay, save thousands in interest. And the best part is your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. So easy to get on there and get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Everything's 100% online, no fees. They believe people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. How about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5.